So the...
And look at me. Forget the camera chair. All that fun stuff. So who are you?
Hey, I'm Steve Lombardi on the Virtual Earth team. I've been here before.
Yep, that's the third time you've been on. And every time I come, you show me really cool stuff. So.
And
that's today, why I keep coming back.
Today I think we've got the coolest yet.
And you're on the Virtual Earth team, right?
Yes.
Yep, and we're in the famous map.
Yeah, each time you come, you'll notice a new generation of stains on the carpet.
Yeah. You guys have been working hard late at night, probably. We should just do it in your office and come and see the world, you know. Show us the world of Virtual Earth, right?
Stop by later. My office is crowded.
All right. So what are you guys showing us today?
Well, we're going to show the new release, our second release of Virtual Earth, which obviously while we're filming this, it's not quite out yet, but when you're seeing this, it will be out at on our website. Lots of cool new features. We really listened to a lot of the customer feedback we got on V1. There was some stuff in our first release, our first beta release, that we knew was missing. Driving directions was a biggie. We were still integrating with our older maps.msn driving directions. Now you'll see they're, of course, built right in. And we've kind of gone the extra mile. Not only did we implement a lot of these features people were asking for, but we think we went above and beyond and made them really good. Another area that we're just itching to show you is this feature called bird's eye imagery. We got a lot of feedback saying that, hey, outside of major cities in our first release, our imagery was really low quality. And it was. And even in some major cities like New York City. New York City, our imagery was admittedly really terrible.
And Cupertino.
We actually tried. I'm
our famous Apple competitor.
We blew Apple off the map. We had our crack experts with Photoshop knocking them out.
Well, no, you had imagery from the early 90s, right, which was before their headquarters
was
built.
It was pretty old stuff.
Yeah. So who's here with you, by the way?
Mike, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mike Braskett. I'm a program manager on the Virtual Earth team. My primary responsibility is like the shell and things like that.
Shell meaning the user interface.
All that good user
stuff.
So
when you go to virtualearth.com, that's what we see is your work.
It's a lot of people's work. But I try to keep it all patched together.
That's a problem with these videos. You only see two guys, and it's really a lot of people working.
Right. Yeah, it's just us.
We tried to go around the hall and get some people to come in, and they were all too busy shipping the product,
So,
why don't we see it?
Yeah, sure.
So, should I shoot up here? Or?
Yeah, I think
actually, I'm getting a flicker on that. I'm going to shoot on your monitor here.
So, here we have the new Virtual Earth user interface.
And speak up, because there's people down there.
And what I think we should just start out with is what everyone's probably at Microsoft is going to
love. Hey, wait. What's this new Windows Live?
Oh, well, that's... we're now part of a new Windows Live family of websites. So,
excellent.
Again, it's not out right now, you're not familiar with it yet, but you will be. So by the time you're watching this, go to live.com, and this will all make a whole lot more
and
sense.
And will Virtual Earth be getting a new URL then?
Yes.
So what will the URL be?
I believe it's going to be Virtual Earth. This is funny, talking about the future. It's going to be virtualearth.live.com.
Virtual Earth.
Or, excuse me, local.live.com. And local. I think we're going to have some mapping so that old URLs work too. But probably the shortest URL to find us will be local.live.com.
Excellent. So, sorry, I just
had
to cover that. So it's a different look than was on Virtual Earth the last time I was over here.
So we're just going to head into Redmond real quick and show you guys some of the new bird's eye imagery of our campus. So we'll just Microsoft. And here is Microsoft Campus.
Okay.
And we're going to click on the bird's eye imagery because it just popped up this little notification that we've got some available here.
Got it.
So I'm going to click on that. And it's going to load up this image.
Now, if I asked you to do other addresses, are you ready to show those today?
Sure. Okay. As a matter of fact,
we've got a whole list of things that we'd love to show.
Microsoft Campus is probably one of the places that people really don't want to see. Though.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vegas or Los Angeles.
All right.
Come on, man.
All right. So I've actually got a whole
but this is beautiful.
List of cool things here.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing. It's like, that's what I started saying a moment ago, is our customers said, hey, we want improved imagery, so I think we went above and beyond when we...
Now that looks like... is that the Bellagio?
I think... This is the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and it actually gets one step better than this.
Okay.
Because that's only half size.
So is this all the way zoomed in?
This is all the way zoomed in here. It's 100%.
Dang. You got to watch what you're doing in those hotel rooms. better close the... Now, how often are you going to update this imagery, right? This is beautiful stuff.
It's a good question. Is the short answer is as often as we can. When we go live, we'll have a bunch of cities covered. Yeah. So the first step is to keep growing that coverage out, because we're not going to have every city in the United States at this level of resolution.
Yep.
So the first step will be to grow the coverage. But once we're at a real critical mass, then obviously you're going to want to start reflying areas, because this is done, by the way, with planes, not with satellites, like most imagery that you've seen.
Oh, really?
on the internet. So these are low-flying. The only way you can get that resolution is low-flying aircraft, multiple cameras mounted, and instead of the cameras looking straight down at rooftops, which are basically useless to us as humans, the cameras are all mounted at 45-degree angles, so that you're looking into the sides as you're panning through the imagery.
Okay.
You're looking into the sides of buildings. And should we tell them about rotation? blows my mind.
Well, hold on a second. Is there any way for me to tell the date that this imagery was shot?
Yes, we do know the date of all the images. It didn't make it in this release, but we're going to actually expose that metadata down there, probably in the next release.
People
actually, click some info button to find out what the vintage of the imagery was.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it will vary pretty widely.
And is there any way to know the schedule of your plane flight so that we can go and hang out on the street corner and say hi, Virtual Earthers?
We do know, usually in advance, and when they flew our campus here, we actually did put some signs strategically located outside.
So there's some Easter eggs in Virtual Earthers.
I guess sort of a geographic Easter egg.
That's a new kind of virtual campus. Easter egg.
Yeah.
Actually, we did a lot of, research into, what the scale is on these things. When you talk about resolution, in this field, it's been measured in meters per pixel.
Yep.
And when you look at bird's eye imagery, you're seeing imagery that's sometimes 3, 4, 5 inches a pixel. So it's significantly more detailed than what you're used to seeing in these mapping sites.
Yeah.
It's just astounding to see. And then also, this is just one of the four ways you can view a place.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not talking about map view, aerial view, bird's eye view. I'm talking about we have different angles that you can view each thing from.
Okay.
Just brace yourself for this, Robert.
We're going to see that in a second. How many cities do you have captured? How many cities are there in the United States?
How many cities are major cities?
That's a good question.
Because it's pretty weird the order that we did these in. We've got a lot of the major cities covered, like on day one when this is live. We've got L.A., New York, and Philadelphia, yada yada. But I think people are going to be really surprised that we focused on some not-so-major places, too. Bellingham, Washington. Population, I don't know. But it's in there.
Yeah.
So
how about famous national parks like Yellowstone or Yosemite?
We have a lot of coverage of famous places and landmarks. Those two in particular, I don't think we have.
Okay.
The best way to find out is just to go in and explore, and that would be my message to viewers is, in our help file, we list a bunch of cities, but we're continually pumping more in.
Yeah.
So we note in the help file, hey, if your city's not there, just check back. We're continually pumping more data into the system.
Is there any way to request a city? Maybe we should open a wiki up and let people vote.
or
something
power,
like that.
Power in numbers.
Because, right? certainly the Grand Canyon, Yosemite would be fun things to look at, right?
Yeah,
and
show
your
style, sure.
Stuff. Particularly by planning out a vacation and destination spots.
Yeah, travel planning, trip planning.
Is this a United States only thing right now? Or?
Yeah, right now, but we are, it's one of our primary goals is growing out our coverage, and you'll already start seeing this in some of the other map styles in Virtual Earth today in this release.
Okay.
Is that we do have more global coverage, but we don't have the street level detail that we have in our MSN Maps and Directions product for 30 countries right now. But
that's
a top prio, is now getting that in here and starting to do stuff like this bird's eye imagery around the world. So we do have an internal roadmap on when we're going to hit each country, and it's pretty aggressive. People will start seeing stuff. I mean, you see it now in this version 2 release, but stay tuned. You're going to see a lot more.
Now, when I look at this, my first impulse is I want to put a little post-it note on the image and say, nice. I was there.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I was there. I stayed there, and I love that little cottage.
I know from reading your blog that is one of the things you think about a lot.
Yeah.
So we've actually got that scenario covered pretty well. Why don't you fire it up?
All right. Well, keep showing me the maps, and then we'll dig.
Well, you can,
because you haven't shown me the rotation.
It all kind of works together.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely just a small thing to do.
Sorry.
Basically, you can click anywhere on the map. You can use your right mouse button, and you'll get this little menu.
Get in close on that menu, because there's some. Again, getting back to user-requested features,
What
a lot of people tell us is, hey, I need driving directions, but sometimes I'm trying to get to a park or a monument, not to an address.
Yeah.
So what you can do now in Virtual Earth is just right-click anywhere and just say, I need to drive here, and boink, a waypoint.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he's showing. Get back in here. Don't look at me.
Yeah, it looks like my focus isn't working very well.
So you can just say drive from and drive to. Just right-click anywhere on the map and say, I need to drive there, and we'll get you driving directions to that spot.
Let's just show them.
Show them.
All right, where's the airport?
Yeah, SeaTac would be a good one. Or are you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas, so here's McCarran.
Yep.
So we'll just say that we're going to pull out of the airport somewhere around here and drive from. And as you can see, we've got the origin and the destination points filled in here, and you can just click Get Directions. Now brace yourself, because look at the map.
Wow. And how does this print? Because one of your competitors is a little bit better at printing.
Not anymore. No. Well, we're getting ahead. There's so much to show you. How much film do you got in there?
We got 40 minutes left.
Printing is one of the big ticket areas that we really worked on, because we know from our years of mapping with the MSN Maps and Directions site, our users always tell us, like, it's when I'm getting directions, seeing them on screen is great, but I got to take that print out with me, and that's what so many people do. So we actually have a print preview window that lets you completely tailor the experience. What a lot of users tell us is, oh, when I print my directions, I don't even want the map. It's a waste of ink in my inkjet. I just want the directions. Okay, now you can turn the map off. You can include notes, just great stuff. So we'll get there. We'll show you that too.
Now, I have Streets and Trips 2006. Mm-hmm. I just got it the other day.
The GPS.
And that's awesome with the GPS, right? Yeah. Are we going to see a day when we can get GPS data on maps like this? On the web.
Since we're primarily talking to a developer audience, we should point out that on the Via Virtual Earth Gallery, a lot of developers have taken our map control for Virtual Earth and done exactly that, hooked GPS up to it. So, and we're thinking of some features like that built right in also.
Awesome.
So, but go check out the gallery at Via. There's quite a bit going on with GPX. One guy's got an application up there that will take a dump of waypoints out of his GPS and plot them, and he can retrace his bike routes and stuff. Pretty neat.
Great. So this is the directions.
So this is step one of 10 in the driving directions. I mean, this is great. Just imagine being able to click over into bird's eye view and actually get your point. This one is actually in the middle of the tarmac, so we'll actually go back here.
Or you could just say next. You can hover over that and just say next and step through.
This is really crazy. So the choices you have is road, aerial, and bird's eye.
Right.
Aerial is the satellite.
That's our orthographic 90-degree view that you're used to online.
Now, is the satellite imagery updated as well?
Oh, yeah. When we fly these planes, I mentioned there's five cameras. There's the four directional 45-degree cameras, but there is a 90-degree straight-down camera also. And talk about sick resolution. As Mike mentioned, typically we measure in meters per pixel that orthographic imagery. With this stuff, with that camera straight down, we're down to like sub-foot accuracy. So each pixel on your screen represents 6 to 8 inches in that of the real world.
So you can't make out human faces,
no,
but you can see somebody's there. Right,
right, yeah, exactly. And that's where we kind of draw a line of zoom.
So with your driving directions, you can just kind of step through it, and you can actually get like a real world look at where your turn is and what it looks like. And then, like as Steve was saying, when you're done with this, a lot of people haven't seen the actual value in printing. but we've changed that. So if I do want to print this, I can just click print up here, and it's going to fire up a new window with some options. And I can print the map and the directions, or the directions only. And if I do that, it's gonna get rid of the map for me.
Let me stop my camera for a second, because I have to change something so I can get closer.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Sorry about that. We're back.
So I was saying, you can print the map and the directions, or you can actually print the directions only.
Sorry about the shakiness. I just have to get close. Sorry.
So I can just
making everybody sick.
I can just click that, and the directions get, or the maps get disabled. Or maybe I only care about the map. So I'm actually going to print.
Well, before you do that, scroll down and show some of the other stuff down at the bottom there.
Sure.
Like the thumbnail maps.
So I'm going to enable everything. You can actually print different size maps. You can print road or aerial view. Aerial isn't working in this build quite yet, but it'll be ready very soon.
Okay.
And you can actually turn on and off detail maps for each step of the way. So you don't need to know where you're coming from, maybe, because you know where you're at. So I'm going to turn that one off. And maybe I'm going to turn off some of these other really simple ones. And I'm just going to focus on the really hard steps in the directions that I really might need help on with those close-up maps of those.
Right. Now, how accurate, have you guys done some accuracy tests on how accurate the map directions are? Because one out of every 50 times, and it's not just with Microsoft, I use, our competitors too, they mislead you. They take you, they take you on a little bit of a long route where you would be, better off going a shorter route.
Yeah, algorithmic directions it's just sort of the nature of the beast. There's a few reasons for it. There's the underlying map data is sometimes wrong. We didn't know a street, or we didn't know an attribute on a street, like, wow, that was really one way. And that's data that comes in from the vendors. And then there's the algorithms that we write on top of that, and there can be flaws in the algorithms as well. So you've got, a lot of moving parts. And I always tell users, directions are great, and like I said, one in 50, you're going to be like, wow, they really sent me that way?
Yeah.
So it's just
You guys don't know about construction closures.
We do.
You do.
We have construction built right in, actually.
How do you know that?
We get it from Department of Transportation group. So you'll see that it's actually right in the driving directions. It'll say it's even in the Streets and Trips product that you
really.
It'll say you're going along. Da, da, da. Oh, by the way, there's scheduled construction here from 9 to 5 on these 3 days this week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are we going to see more of that kind of stuff show up on maps, like traffic data and stuff like that?
I'm going to show you real-time traffic.
Are you guys ahead of me on everything?
since this is, again, a developer forum, I'm going to show you one of the apps I've been working on that pulls in traffic with the bird's eye information so that you can see, like, real-time traffic on these beautiful maps. It's, like, it's fun, man. I've been just burning way too many hours in Visual Studio cranking out sample apps, because you can really submerge yourself in this stuff. Once we had cities like Los Angeles and Vegas online, I've only been to LA like a couple times in my life, so I spent about 4 hours just cruising through LA. It's been for the PDC both times, actually. Pretty nerdy. You can spend a lot of time there with this developer control that's out right now. As of the time that you're watching this.
Very cool.
So I'm going to show you one last quick feature on the printing dialog before I actually print out some directions.
Okay.
At the bottom of the form, you actually have an area to type in your own notes about things. So
it's like my favorite feature, because every time I print directions, I end up scribbling notes like, I'm going to this guy's house. Like, here's his phone number, and he also told me it's third house on the left, past the red Chevy. Like, and then you scribble it down. So now you can cut and paste it out of the email that he sent you, paste it in there, and when you print, all this formatting is going to go away, by the way. This is all style sheet work. We'll make all of the extraneous stuff go away, and you're going to get just what you want on your printout.
Ooh.
That's really nice.
Awesome.
So I'm going to say turn left by the big palm tree on step 9.
Oh, that's really cool, because a lot of times you there's not street signs or stuff for turns that you're supposed to make.
Yeah, sure.
Can I add photos or anything to the...
Not yet.
Okay. Get an inking control so I can do it for my tablet too.
There's, again, over at VIA, there's a few apps up there that do that.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and print this out, and then I'll let Steve show you some more of the cool bird's eye features.
Yeah.
All right.
When you have that document sitting back there with a couple of nice links.
Let me see if I can get this tripod set up.
Are you paused?
No, keep going. Can you pull it closer to me, though?
Yeah,
there you go.
How's that?
Much better. I think people will really appreciate not getting stuck around.
Let's see. So Mike had some links here. He's got a link to the Luxor, the Bellagio. Let's get out of... let's try this guy out. Go to San Fran. I want to show you the rotation.
Okay.
Because to me, this is fun stuff. Let's see that. Let's see what he's got here. So this should be a good one. So here's the Transamerica building. Now you'll notice that we were talking about the scratch pad earlier. A lot of users loved this in our first release. We've made it a lot better. Those custom push pins, again, I'm just going to right click here and add a push pin.
Okay.
And they just show up on the scratch pad, and I can email them off to friends. I can email a whole collection of these guys.
So you got a whole scratch pad there. Oh, so you can click on that, and it'll give you a URL that I can then pass around.
Yeah, so I just hit the email.
Now, why are your URLs so long?
Because all of the information that is on the scratch pad gets encoded into the URL.
And so you can't just have a little short URL. You have to actually encode a lot of information. So
we're actually we're going to fix that in the next release. So you can have a short URL where the details are just remembered server-side.
Okay.
I'm going to go down to the Embarcadero, which screws down here, down to the water. Stadiums are great, too, in here. Like, you go to 3Com Stadium, and you can kind of, see what the view from your seat is going to be like. So here's
Embarcadero.
Embarcadero Plaza. And we'll show you the rotation here. I'm going to close down the scratch pad. We'll get rid of the search for golf.
God, the imagery is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
It's like being there. I was just there, too.
So your default view when you're in Bird's Eye, like any other map view, is going to be north up, we're used to looking at maps. So here is the pretty famous building, but I want to see it from the front. And I can get in closer. I've got two levels of zoom, as Mike was showing off earlier. But what I'd really like to do is see, well, what's it like from over there? What's it like if I was looking down at the building? So over here, this thing, a lot of people, when they first look at it, think it's a compass. But this is actually a rotation control.
Okay.
And I can choose the view that I want. So I want to look straight down south, and my view rotates. And this is optical rotation. We didn't just spin the map around.
Right.
This is a different flight path with a different camera angle looking down. So now we are looking facing south, and the rotation tool over here is now telling you you're actually facing south looking in at this building.
Wow.
And I'd really like to see, what's it like at the front? The front looks pretty interesting. Well, that would be a west-facing view, so let me just rotate west. And now you're it's pretty nutty. So this is great if you're traveling and you're considering some hotels in a city you've never been to. Like I just said, I'm not too familiar with L.A. Well, what's the view like? What part of town is it? Is it, I'm looking at something in Miami and a bunch of hotels are claiming the beachfront view. Now I can go and call them out on it and see if it really is beachfront. Let's look at some landmarks, because you were asking about landmarks. Here's Giant Stadium. Let's see. Let's go to New York first. People like cruising around New York City.
I like that it took you to New York instead of the New York Hotel in Las Vegas.
Right, because I put it in the where field. If I had put New York in...
I read about some search engines who listed that as the top result for New York.
Dope!
So search engines work on linking behavior, and if everybody links to something that has the word New York in it, that's how you get spurious results in search engines.
Yeah, so here's Statue of Liberty, a great landmark to rotate around. When you take it in bird's eye view, zoom in, you can say, wow, what's it like from, what's her view like? Well, go to the south view.
How much of the landmass do you figure you've done this way in the United States?
Well, we don't think of it. We try to think of it as population.
Okay.
So the landmass in the U.S. and around the world is huge. So what we've tried to do is focus on places where there's more people.
Yeah.
So that's why at first we've got New York and L.A. and other large cities covered, because there's just too much land for us to continually fly all of it.
Yeah. Now, if we went to, like, Bozeman, Montana, you haven't done Bozeman, Montana, right?
Right. I don't think we've got Bozeman in the library. But like I said, we do have some surprising places where we do have bird's eye. Like I mentioned Bellingham. That's just one I saw on the list.
We have the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, we have the entire state of Massachusetts. So if you're
the entire state.
The entire state.
Wow.
So it's growing.
Close to Rhode Island.
Right. You just get that as a bonus. As you're flying over Massachusetts, you get a little Rhode Island action.
Now, why does Massachusetts get the special treatment?
Well, the partner that we work with, Pictometry, had a lot of imagery in their database already, so they had all of Massachusetts. So we've been telling them other cities, we've been prioritizing cities that we want them to cover, but they had a good base of library of information already to start with.
Okay.
So I was going to show you a stadium. Let's go to Shea. I was always a Mets fan.
Right. Hey there, how are you doing?
Oh, I gotta get the A in.
So who just walked in?
Hey guys.
Hi there, what's your name?
Matthew.
And what do you do here?
Well, I'm program manager for Virtual Earth, working on the driving directions card.
Oh, cool, we just got a, fact, there's the printout.
Oh, nice, you can spend color on this one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you did a great job, because we just took a look. So. Hey, there's Shea Stadium. Right?
Yeah, and we can zoom in, we can get pretty tight, and again, we can rotate our view and say, well, I want to see what it's like from center field, so we'll just go west for a westward view. Nice little rotation takes place. And there we are, the home of my Mets.
That'd be wild if you could click on something that says, watch the current game. It would take you out to ESPN.
You never know what's in the works.
Yeah, and I guess you never know what a developer will do with this control, because basically everything that you're looking at here is encapsulated in the map control. Let's show you an app. Do you have that link, Mike?
Yeah, it's in that document.
Oh, and yeah, and we've got some fun links here. I got to get these up on the team blog. Like, we've got nice bird's eye views of toxic waste. I like this one that we call modern art. We don't know exactly. Oh, this is different. This is at the airport. This is pretty neat.
I didn't know what that was.
This is at Los Angeles Airport. Look at these planes out here that are kind of cut off. And you can see just the, what do they call that part? The fuselage? I don't know. The body, the hull of the plane.
That one's like birds out in it.
And this is pretty sick. I can rotate around to look into the hull. Like, if I want to look inside here, again, I just rotate. And now I get that back view coming in there. That's kind of nice. Anyway, we have tons of these links. Let's try this one.
Are you going to put a lot of these up on the Virtual Earth blog?
Yeah, and I think what we do need is some kind of wiki-style thing where people can just say, hey, check out this location that I found. And you can, using your custom push pins and the scratch pad, it's real easy to do that.
That's what push pins are for.
So here's this is the first app that, hopefully I'll have this live on a server where everyone can try this out. Ahead of time. We're back here in San Fran. Let's try a new city. Let's go to Boston.
Yep.
I'm going to jump over to Boston. And you'll see the Eagle Eye indicator is on. So I can zoom in.
Now where is it? Oh, it shows right here.
Yeah, this is when you're in an area where Eagle Eye does exist, because remember, you know, we don't have the whole country.
Yeah.
This will light up to tell you, oh, I can just switch to Eagle Eye mode. So this is just a mostly client-side application. I'm doing some ASP stuff server-side as well.
Okay.
I can now pull in traffic. You were asking about traffic before. So in our MapPoint web service, we've got traffic for I don't know how many major metros in the U.S. I hit the Get Traffic button, and you can see traffic incidents coming in here in real time, which is kind of neat. Now I can look at them. And, you know, what's it really like here? And this is so realistic that a lot of people think, wow, is that real-time imagery? Because the traffic is real-time. So they're like, wow, is that camera actually pointing? Or like, no. We don't have that many planes in the air. But these are, obviously looking at real-time traffic feeds. Another thing that's kind of neat in this app is I can right-click. I'm still working on this. I've got to kind of get this cleaned up. But I can right-click on anything, and you'll see I get a little magic wand icon. So if I want to know what this building is, I just right-click.
Now, what's this target thing in the middle?
Oh, the target. This is something else I've been experimenting with. The target is keeping you in sync with this little map control up here.
Ah. Okay.
So it's nice to have this overview map, and I can, you'll notice as I move either one, we stay in sync.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you can see what streets you're on. And the bird's eye imagery will keep updating to stay in sync with this map or vice versa. You'll see that I can move either of them.
This is not the virtual Earth site. This is your own.
Right. So I took the map control, which is really super simple to use, very hackable. All the details to use this and to build applications like this are at the viavirtualearth.com. website, our developer portal that's run by Dr. Neil Rudin for us. This application was completely simple. It looks complex. When I show it to people, they're like, wow, how'd you get the traffic in there? You know, it's just a couple lines of code, really. So I wish I could say, like, yeah, I was slaving away for hours over it, but I think that was just like a simple...
So developers can really build interesting new experiences.
You now have bird's eye in your applications if you need...
Because I know one guy who built a traffic app for this city of Alameda, and he has cameras on all of the traffic signals.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So you can control his cameras and see four-way stops. So I could put...
Wow, sure. Yeah, he can create push pins at each of those locations very easily.
Yeah.
Let people click on them and then jump them out to a real camera view. Very similar to what you were asking about earlier.
Let me stop the camera for a second because mm-hmm. I think my boss is calling me. Hold on. Sorry about that. That was my boss.
Any place you want to see?
See, these are unedited live videos. Yeah, people think...
Nothing fake here on
So
I just winding up that segment, just letting developers know that you can do all this stuff real, real easily. Put bird's eye into your applications as easily as you can drop the control, the virtual earth control into your applications.
Yeah. How is the map data for overseas right now?
Well, like I said, it's getting better.
Okay.
We added a lot of aerial imagery from around the world, but our real challenge now, and this is what I mentioned earlier, we're going to start rolling out very aggressively, is taking all of that map data that we've got for all the other countries. We've got about 30 countries at street level for street level driving directions and geocoding, 9 languages supported, all in our MSN library of data. So we're going to start porting that in.
Okay.
I won't mention any locations right now, but if you poke around, you'll actually, users out there will obviously check their home countries. There's some data starting to come online right now. So we'll be pretty aggressive on that. A lot of people chided us early on, and it was beta. It was Virtual Earth beta, but they're like, it's not Virtual Earth. It's just Virtual USA.
Yeah.
That is totally not our commitment. Our commitment is to get all that map data that we've
got. Why does it take so long? Tell me about the process of building this stuff, and maybe...
It comes down to human resource. So there's two things with Virtual Earth that were going on at once, and that was, you know, building the application, building the cool UI, which I'm really proud of. I think we've done a great job of taking mapping products like Streets and Trips class products to the web here with this new Virtual Earth UI, which I should switch back to, and we'll leave this app alone. There's so much buried in the UI that we really didn't even get to today. A lot of people have seen the Locate Me, etc. The new driving direction stuff is all pretty slick.
Yeah.
So there's that going on, and in parallel, we've been building a publishing pipeline so that we can get our data online quickly. Just putting the infrastructure in place. This bird's eye imagery is just terabytes and terabytes and terabytes of imagery. The processing that goes into it to turn it in from nice aerial pictures into geo-referenced imagery that you can move through smoothly and handling the rotation is really hard. It's engineering that just goes way over the top.
There's a lot of smart people that aren't in the room right now that put a lot of hard work into it, trying to figure out the location stuff, especially.
Well, this is really cool stuff. And you can certainly see you guys were just at the beginning of this journey.
Yeah, totally.
And we're looking forward to every time coming back and seeing even more cool stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing. In a year, I've visited you 3 times, and every time it gets dramatically better.
And we've got a good roadmap. We're sincere when we say we listen to people.
and I know I've seen a bunch of feature requests in your blog and on our user discussion forums, and I think you see a lot of it here, but trust us when we say that the rest of it that you're not seeing here is, we have listened, and it's on the roadmap, and now that we're through our beta phase, this is our second beta release, and we've reached a point that we consider stable, I think now you'll see a lot of stuff come start.